Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, and also the book of Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachings of the Gnostic mythology and belief systems. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 5. We will be starting today's reading in verse 17, and we will be ending both the chapter and the reading of today on verse 26. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 17. Elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, "You must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain," and in another place, "Those who work deserve their pay." Do not listen to an accusation against an elder unless it is confirmed by two or three witnesses. Those who sin should be reprimanded in front of the whole church. This will serve as a strong warning to others. I solemnly command you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus and the highest angels to obey these instructions without taking sides or showing favoritism to anyone. Never be in a hurry about appointing a church leader. Do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Don't drink only water. You ought to drink a little wine for the sake of your stomach because you are sick so often. Remember, the sins of some people are obvious, leading them to certain judgment. But there are others whose sins will not be revealed until later. In the same way, the good deeds of some people are obvious, and the good deeds done in secret will someday come to light. Once again, that was verses 17 through 25 in the 5th chapter of 1 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 1 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. Christians are called to respect their pastors, and pastors are called to be humble. When this works well, pastors are loved, their teaching is fruitful, their vision is lived out, they are financially taken care of, and accusations against them are squashed before they gain momentum. Unfortunately, these verses are not often lived out. Pastors then struggle with defensiveness and pride, trying to force others to respect them and follow God's word. A person should not be given leadership quickly, especially spiritual leadership. The sins of some people are obvious, yet others hide their sins well. So we need to be patient with giving power and positions to people in church and life. We all lead in some area of our lives: home, family, work, school, friends. How are we leading? Are we leading others closer to Christ? Are we wise with our leadership and whom we trust to lead us? Leaders also need to be people of Christ-like character, empowering other leaders who have genuine integrity. Those are the people to promote. Skills can be taught, but character is a choice, forged and refined in the fire of life. God has given us godly leaders to follow. He holds leaders accountable for how they lead, and He will hold people accountable for how faithfully they follow. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you live out these verses this week? How can you be wise in the areas where you have been given leadership? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.